Seeing Steve Jobs confidently presenting the iPad a few weeks ago reminded me of the one time that I met Steve Jobs and in fact bought him lunch. It was a long time ago, it must have been 1987, 1988, and I was working at Oxford University Press in charge of what we then called electronic publishing. I had got to know someone called Mike Hawley, who was a musician and a very clever programmer, and about 1987 he became involved in the startup of Steve Jobs's new business when he was thrown out of Apple. The new business was the Next Computer, NEXT. Mike Hawley and I had some conversation and somehow hatched the idea that it'd be really cool to have a substantial classic library of key texts in the operating system of a computer. And Mike Hawley pitched this idea to his boss, Steve Jobs, who somehow bought into it. And it looked like there might really be an interest in having a major classic text as part of the operating system of the Next computer. I think the idea that appealed to Steve Jobs was that computers are obviously tools for engineers, mathematicians, scientists, but it would be really, really neat if the Next computer would also appeal to humanists and scholars. Anyway, the idea seemed a bit far out, but with very little notice I got a message, a telephone call, saying that Mr. Jobs and Mike Hawley would come and see me in 3 days, and was I able to meet with them. They were apparently due to fly to Paris for some special reason and would take time out to come and visit me in Oxford. So they arrived at the appointed time. It was the early summer, and they must have arrived about midday, and I took them out to lunch at a nearby pub, the Duke of Cambridge, in Little Clarendon Street, which at that time served pretty good food and had a pleasant, relaxed atmosphere. They're rather too plush pink banquettes, as I recall. Anyway, these two West Coast Americans came and had lunch with me, and we discussed the proposition, and Steve Jobs was fairly quiet. I think he was vegetarian, a bit fussy about his food, but very enthused about the Next computer, and very focused. And I felt after the conversation went well, and they seemed sort of seriously interested, and I felt afterwards a little bit of a fool, because I ended up buying the lunch, or at least OUP ended up paying for the lunch, and I can remember thinking, well, Steve Jobs, I mean, he's been thrown out of Apple, but he's a mega millionaire. He was a millionaire several times over. He could have bought lunch for all of us. Well, I didn't feel so much of a fool in the next month or two, because the deal took place. It transpired, and was all signed up and sealed delivered. And the thing I remember about that was just how impressive the lawyer that Steve Jobs was using. Just how impressive he was. No phone calls, I think, just drafts being faxed back and forth. But the whole deal, the structure of the deal, was very sort of transparent and pretty fair and clear and very nice English. And there were some issues that we had to resolve, like I wanted to make sure that it was on a royalty basis, so that if the Next computer was produced in hundreds of thousands and millions, then every time a dollar would come into the coffers of OUP for the use of their texts in the operating system. Anyway, we got a deal. In fact, we got a pretty good deal. I can't remember exactly how much it was, but $50,000 for the complete works of Shakespeare and the Oxford Dictionary of Quotations, and the Next computer shipped with Shakespeare, the complete works, as part of its operating system. I do wonder what the early users of the computer made of that. It was great fun.